What do you mean?
They were saying it's not real football unless you're wearing pads.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a lot different. Once you put the pads on, you got to be well-conditioned with the pads on. It's so much different. I'm running around, having all the equipment on. It adds an extra couple pounds onto your body, and you're not used to that all season. So that's what training camp's for, getting used to everything again and being conditioned and getting your body ready for the long haul in the season.
Is it tough to sit out the contact room?
Always, man. It's just tough always sitting out, whatever drill it is, whatever period it is. But you just got to keep working through, got to keep working hard. So when it comes down to it, I can be out there with my teammates in those drills.
Do you expect to take a hit before you come back to regular season?
I always expect to take a hit before you step out on the field, before any game. So you got to be prepared. You got to be ready. And whenever that is, I mean, obviously going to take some hits in practice before I ever step out on the field.
How's the side work? And those teams out there practice, you were touching a little time ago.
The side work's going good. I mean, getting used to everything I can do. Getting in conditioning, which is my number one factor right now. If that's what I can work on to the max, that's what I'm going to be working on to the max. Running around, getting my body used to everything, and just working individual. Listening to my coaches, getting the individual routes down, getting the individual blocking down to my best of ability that I can.
How much improvement have you made week to week?
Always. I feel like I've been making a lot of improvement week to week. No setbacks, just every single week doing more, running more, putting more pressure on my legs. So it's coming along well, and every single week just picking up more.
When you get involved in like little things like going through a walkthrough, for instance, when you pick that up, yeah, just the individual drills, does that help you?
Oh, yeah, 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 definitely. Just even doing walkthroughs, anything, or just on air with the air, with the whole offense as a whole, just getting the timing down, getting Brady's cadence down, getting off the ball with the tackle, getting off the ball with the wide receiver, everything like that, it all comes together, and it's all big just to even be part of it, even if you're not going versus the defense. So it's all a big part of it, and you got to keep on rolling with it.
What's the next big step for you?
Whatever the coaches have. I mean, just keep on improving every single week, and maybe start running some routes for some defenders and stuff. But as of right now, just listen to the trainers, whatever they have for me at practice, that's what I'm going to do.
Is there any timetable for that?
Nah, we don't have a timetable. We just take it day by day right now and just pick it up more and more. Yep.
Rodney Harrison the other day said that, although it's unspoken, someone's going to go after that knee. That's just the way it is. I know you don't think about it, but I suppose it's possible.
It's the NFL. You're hitting every single play, every single down. You can be hit anywhere, so you just gotta be aware who's coming at you, where they're coming at you, and you gotta make a move. You gotta dive. You gotta get out of the way. You gotta put your shoulder down. Whatever it is, you gotta be prepared for anything. It's the NFL. Everyone's big. Everyone's fast, and everyone can hit.
It's one way to guard against that by trying to deliver as many hits as you take, because that's a big part of your style as a receiver and a tight end. You deliver hits too.
Yeah, it's a whole part of football. You just don't want to receive all the hits. You want to be delivering hits. You want to be delivering blocks. I mean, everyone knows if you're catching the ball, you can get lit up at any time, up the middle, anywhere, a guy coming from anywhere. So you just got to make a play, know who's around you, just keep on practicing, know where the guys are on their defense, and just try and be the guy where you make the hit, where you deliver the hit, make some yards.
Are you saying you might be a little more conscious of that now? You know, given the way the rules are, where guys can hit you.
I'm not more conscious about it. I mean, just go out there and do what I do, and just basically just try and make some plays and just get to where I'm not thinking about anything, and go out there and just keep on rolling.
You had Revis out in front of you for a bit today. What did you feel to have him?
It's good, man. He's a good player, and it's good to have him out there. And even though it wasn't full or anything, just him out there shadowing you, running some routes, it's good to get that work, and it's good to have a defender around you so you know what it's like to have a defender right up on you so you're ready when it's time for full speed.
Does his presence alone challenge you in any way?
Anyone's presence in front of my face is trying to go versus me and trying to stop me. Brings out the competitiveness in me. So whoever it is, going versus me, I'm going to be trying my hardest. If it's Reeve, if it's anyone on defense, so I always got to be prepared for anyone because everyone's good here. All righty, guys. That's all I got.